Beyond is sponsored by the Malone Society, the permanent utility of original texts. Go to malonesociety.com for more information. Hello and welcome to the Beyond podcast and this archive recording of The Temptation of Christ in the Wilderness by John Bale. This Henrician drama was recorded live on stage as part of our Entertaining Henry season at the Key Theatre Sudbury on Saturday the 21st of June 2025. It isn't designed for the podcast. It is an archive feed recorded at a distance, so it doesn't have the same clarity as our other releases. But though a bit roomy, it is a relatively clear recording of the play as performed live, and complements our previously released work on Bale's mystery plays and our wider look at Tudor interludes. A host of useful links are in the show description, including our exclusive behind-the-scenes material of rehearsals and video feeds on our Patreon. As a live show, I did cut the intro and outro by John Bale himself, but I'm sure I will return to them when we do a fuller audio version. And you can always hear that material on our exploring sessions. But for now, we present The Temptation of Christ in the Wilderness by John Bale. With Simon Nader Mirza as Jesus, Alexandra Katagida as Satan, and Rule Fox and Liza Graham as angels. The Temptation, recorded live.
Into this desert the Holy Ghost hath brought me, after my baptism of Satan to be tempted, thereby to instruct of man the imbecility that, after he hath God's Holy Spirit received, diversely he must of Satan be impugned, lest for God's gift he should fall into a pride and in peril he take me for his guide. Think not me to fast because I would you to fast, for then you think wrong and have vain judgment. But of my fasting think rather, this is my cost: Satan to provoke to work his cursed intent, and to teach you ways his mischiefs to prevent, by the word of God, which must be your defense rather than fastings, to withstand his violence. I have fasted here the space of 40 days, performing that feat which Moses had in figure, to stop their mouths, which do babble and prate always. Thus did our fathers my name and fame to disfigure. And therefore I taste of fasting now the rigor, and am right hungry after long abstinence. This mortal body complaineth of indigence.
Well, I fall but everywhere I know it! But I am Satan. Adversary, an enemy to man, him seeking to destroy and to bring to naught. By my assaults most crafty, I watch everywhere, wanting no policy to trap him in snare and make him the child of hell. What number I win, it were very hard to tell. I heard a great noise in Jordan of late, upon one Jesus, sounding from heaven above, "This is mine own son, which hath withdrawn all hate, and he that doth stand most highly in my love." My wits, the theme sound, doth not a little move. He comes to redeem the kind of man, I fear. My time it is, then, for me the calls to steer. I will not leave him till I know what he is and what he intendeth in this same border here. Subtlety must help, else all will be amiss. A godly pretense outwardly must I bear, seeming religious, devout, and sad in my gear. If he become now for the redeeming of man as I fear he is, I will stop him if I can. It is a great joy, by my halidom, to see so virtuous a life in a young man as you be, as here thus to wander in godly contemplation and to live alone in the desert and solitary.
Your pleasure, is it, to utter your fantasy?
A brother am I of this desert wilderness, and full glad would be to talk with you of goodness if you would accept my simple company.
I disdain of nothing which is of God truly.
Then will I be bold a little with you to walk.
Do so if you list and speak your mind freely. Talk.
Now, forsooth and God, it is joy of your life that you take such pains and are in virtue so rife where so small joys are to recreate the heart.
Here are for pastime the wild beasts of the desert, with whom much better it is to be conversant than with such people who are to God repugnant.
You speak it full well. It is even as you say. But tell me how long you have been here, you pray.
40 days and nights, without sustenance.
So much I judged by your pale countenance. Then it be no marvel, I trow, though ye be hungry.
My stomach declareth the weakness of my body.
Well, to be plain with you, abroad the rumour doth run among the people that ye should be God's son. If ye be God's son, as it hath great likelihood, make of these stones bread, and give your body his food.
No offence is it to eat when men be hungry. Hmm. But to make stones bread, it is unnecessary. He which in this fast hath been my special guide, food for my body is able to provide. Hmm. I thank my Lord God I am in no such need as to make stones bread, my body so to feed. When I come in place where God hath appointed meat, giving him high thanks, I shall not spare to eat.
But not only for that, this similitude I bring, but my purpose is to conclude another thing. At the Father's voice you took this life in hand, meaning now to preach, as I do understand. In case you do so, you shall find the office hard. My mind is in this, you should your body regard, and not indiscreetly to cast yourself away. Rather, take some ease that you should so decay. I put case you be God's son. What can that further? Preach you once the truth, the bishops will you murder. Therefore, believe not the voice that you did hear, though it came from God. For it is unsavoury gear, beyond your compass. Rather than ye so run, forsake the office, and deny yourself God's son.
You speak in that point very unadvisedly, for it is written in the 8th of Deuteronomy, man liveth not by bread or corporal feeding only, but by God's promise and by his scriptures heavenly. Here you persuade me to recreate my body and neglect God's word, which is great blasphemy. This caused Adam from innocency to fall, and all his offspring made miserable and mortal. Whereas is God's word, there is both spirit and life. and where that is not, death and damnation is rife. Mm. The strength of God's word mightily sustained Moses for 40 days' space thereof. Such is the goodness. It fortified Helias, it preserved Daniel, and helped in the desert the children of Israel. Saw plagues to follow where God's word is reject, for no persuasion will I therefore neglect that office to do which God hath me commanded, but in all meekness it shall be accomplished.
I had rather nay, considering your feebleness, for ye are but Julie. Ye are no strong person, doubtless.
Well, it is not the bread that doth a man uphold, but the Lord of heaven with his graces manifold. He that man create is able him to nourish, and after weakness cause him again to flourish. God's word is a rule for all that man should do, and out of that rule no creature ought to go. He that it followeth cannot out of the way, in meat, nor in drink, in sadness, nor in play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stiff-necked. You will follow no good counsel. Now.
Yes, when it is such as the Holy Scripture tell.
Scriptures!
I know none, for I am but an hermit, I must say to you, it is no part of our study. We religious men live all in contemplation. Scriptures to study is not our occupation, it longeth to doctors. Howbeit, I may say to you, as blind are they as we in the understanding now. Well, shall it please you any further with me to walk, though I little profit, yet it doth me good to talk.
To tarry or go, it is all one to me.
Let us then wander into the holy city of Jerusalem to see what is there ado.
I shall not say nay, but I'm agreeable thereto.
My purpose is this. A voice in your ear did ring that you were God's son and well-beloved darling, and you believe it. But you are the more unwise, for to deceive you, it was some subtle practice. Well, upon that voice, ye are given to perfectness, naught else regarding but a living ghostliness. You watch, fast, and pray, you shine in contemplation, leading here a life beyond all estimation. No meat will ye eat, but live by God's word only. So good are your ways, so perfect, and so holy. I will bring ye, I trow, to the well of ghostliness, where I shall fill ye and glut ye with holiness. Holy, quoth he. Nay, you were never so holy as I will make ye, if you follow handsomely. Here is all holy. Here is the holy city, the holy temple, and the holy priests there be. You will be holy. Well, you shall be above them all, because you are God's son. It doth you so before. Come here. On the pinnacle we will be by and by.
What mean you by that? Show forth your fantasy.
When you were hungry, I did you first persuade of stones to make bread, but you would none of that trade. You laid for yourself that scripture would not serve it. That was your buckler. But now, I am for you fit for the suggestion that I now shall to you lay. I have scripture at hand. You shall it not deny.
Keep it not secret, but let it then be heard.
If you do believe that you are the Son of God, believe this also. If you leap down here, in the scoff from this high pinnacle, you can take no harm thereof. And therefore be bold this enterprise to jeopard. If you be God's Son, cast yourself down here. backward.
Truly, that need not be. Here is other remedy to the ground to go for than to fall down foolishly. Here are greasings made to go up and down. Thereby, what need I then to leap to the earth presumptuously?
Say that you did it upon a good intent.
That were neither good nor yet convenient. Dangers are doubtful where such presumption is.
Thus, scripture is with it. You cannot fare amiss, for it is written how God hath given a charge unto his angels that if ye leap at large, they shall receive you in their hands tenderly, lest ye dash your foot against a stone thereby. If you do take scathe, believe God is not true, nor just of his word, and then bid him adieu.
In no wise ye ought the scriptures to deprave. But as they lie whole, so ought ye them to have. No more take ye here than serve for your vain purpose, leaving out the best, as ye should trifle or gloss. Ye mind not by this towards God to edify, but of sincere faith to corrupt the innocent side.
Why? Is it not true that such a text there is?
Yes, there is such a text, but you rest it all amiss. As the psalm doth say, God hath commanded angels to preserve the just from dangerous plagues and perils.
Well, then I said true, and as it lieth in the text.
Yea, but ye omitted four words which followeth next, as in all thy ways, which if you put out of sight, ye shall never take that place of scripture aright. Their ways are such rules as God hath them commanded by his living word, justly to be observed. If they pass those rules, the angels are not bound to be their safeguard, but rather them to confound, to fall down backward of a wanton peevishness. Is none of those ways that God ever taught doubtless? Then, if I did it, I should tempt God very sore, and deserve to have his anger evermore. I will not do so, for their fathers in the desert did so tempt him once, and had the hate of his heart. The cause that ye had maketh for none outward working, if you mark the psalm thoroughly from his beginning, but what is the cause you went not forth with the next verse?
It made not for me. If you will, you may it rehearse.
Thou shalt, saith the psalm, subdue the cruel serpent and tread underfoot the lion and dragon pestilence.
No nigher, I say, for there ye touch freehold.
Some love in no wise to have their rudeness told. To walk in God's ways, it becometh a mortal man. And therefore I will obey them if I can. For it is written in the 6th of Deuteronomy, thou shalt in no wise tempt God presumptuously.
What is it to tempt God after your judgment?
To take of his word an outward experiment of an idle brain, which God neither thought nor meant.
What persons do so make that more evident?
Such as forsake any grace or remedy appointed of God for their own policy, as they that do think that God should fill their belly without their labours when his laws are contrary. And they that will say the scripture of God doth see, they never searching thereof the verity. Those also tempt God to keep their continency, with so many else as follow their good intents, not grounded on God, nor yet on his commandments. Those throw themselves down into most deep damnation.
Little good get I by this communication. Will you walk farther, and let this prattling be? A mountain here is, which I would you to see. trust me and you will. It is a commodious thing.
If it be so good, let us be thither going.
Oh, how say you now? Is not here a pleasant sight? If you will, you may have here all the world's delight. Here is to be seen the kingdom of Arabia, with all the regions of Africa, Europe, and Asia, and their whole delights. Their pomp, their magnificence, their riches, their honour, their wealth, their concupiscence. Here is gold and silver in wonderful abundance, silks, velvets, tissues with wines and spices of pleasance. Here are fair women of countenance amiable, with all kinds of meats to the body delectable. Here are camels, stout horses, mules that will never tire, with so many pleasures as your heart can desire.
Well, he be praised, which is of them the giver.
Alas, it grieveth me that you are such a believer, nothing can I lay. But ever ye avoid me by the word of God, leave that point once, I pray ye. If I bid ye make of stones bread for your body, ye say man liveth not in temporal feeding only. As I bid ye leap down from the pinnacle above, ye will not tempt God otherwise than you behove. Thus are you still poor, thus are you still weak and needy.
And what suppose you will that need remedy?
Forsake the belief that you have in God's words, that ye are his son, for it is not worth a turd. Is he a father that see his son thus famish? If you believe that, I say ye are too foolish. You see these pleasures. If you be ruled by me, I shall make you a man to my words. Therefore, agree. Look on these kingdoms and incomparable treasure. I, the Lord of them, may give them at my pleasure. Forsake that father which leaveth thee without comfort in this desolation, and henceforth to me resort. Knowledge me for head of this world universal, and I will make thee possessor of them all. Thou shalt no longer be desolate and hungry, but have all the world to do thee obsequy. Therefore, kneel down here and worship me this hour, and thou shalt have all with their whole strength and power.
Avoid thee, Satan! Adversary, thou devil! For now thou persuadest most damnable blasphemy. As thou art wicked, so is thy promise wicked. Not thine is the world, but his that it created. Thou canst not give it, for it is not thine to give.
Thou didst corrupt the faith of Adam and Eve. Thus did thou deceive both Moses and Aaron, causing them to doubt at the lack of contradiction. Get thee hence, thou fiend and cruel adversary, for it is written in the 10th of Deuteronomy, God thou shalt worship and magnify alone. Hold him for thy Lord, and for himself make thy moan.
This is the true God. Is this the Lord of all? Not only of this, but the word celestial. Thy persuasion is, I should not his word regard, O venomous serpent. Damnation is thy reward. Provide would I, so thy kingdom shall decay. God's word shall be heard of the world, though thou say day.
helpeth not to tarry here any longer. Advantage to have, I see I must go further. Nah, so long as thou livest, am I like to have no profit. If all come to pass, I may sit as much in your light. If you preach God's word, as we think you do intend, ere 4 years be past, I shall you to your father send. If Pharisees and scribes can do anything thereto, false priests and bishops with my other servants mo, though I have hindrance, it will be but for a season. I doubt not but thine own hereafter will work some treason. Thy vicar at Rome, I think, will be my friend. I defy thee, therefore, and take thy words but as wind. He shall me worship and have the world to reward. That thou here forsakest, he will most highly regard. God's word will he tread underneath his foot forever, and the hearts of men from the truth thereof dissever. Thy faith he will hate and slay thy flock. In conclusion, all this will I work to do thee utter confusion.
Thy cruel assaults shall neither hurt me nor mine. Thou, we suffer both by the goodness divine. Such strength is ours that we will have victory of sin, death, and hell, and of thee in thy most fury. For God hath promised that these shall tread the dragon under their feet with the fierce roaring lion!
The Father of comfort and heavenly consolation hath sent us hither to do our administration. We come not to help, but to do our obsequy, as servants becometh to their Lord and Master meekly. If our office be to wait on creatures mortal, why should we not serve the Master and Lord of all?
It is our comfort, it is our whole felicity, to do our service and in your presence to be. We have brought ye food to comfort your weak body after your great fast and notable victory. Unto all the world your birth we first declared, and now these victuals we have for you prepared.
Come nigh unto me, sweet Father. Thank you to thee for these gracious gifts of life, liberality.
How meek art thou, Lord, to take that nature on thee, which is so tender and full of infirmity as man's nature is, both feeble, faint, and weary, weak after labour and after fasting hungry. Forsooth, heaven and earth, yea, hell, may be astonished, the Godhead to see so frail to nature joined.
In his own he is, for he the world first create, yet seemeth the world to have him in great hate. About 30 years hath he been here among them, some part in Jewry, some part in Jerusalem. But few to this day have done him reverence, or as to their Lord showed their obedience.
My coming hither is for to seek no glory, but the high pleasure and will of my Father heavenly. He will require it at a certain day, no doubt, and shall revenge it. Look they not well about?
The Lord, here for you, was born and circumcised. For you here also he was lately baptized. In the wilderness this Lord for you hath fasted, and hath overcome and for you the devil that tempted. For you, friends, for you, this heavenly Lord doth all. Only for your sake he is become man mortal.
Take the shield of faith and learn to resist the devil. After his teachings that ye do none evil, full sure shall ye be to have us on your side if ye be faithful and hold him for your guide.
If they follow me, they shall not walk in darkness, but in clear light, and have felicity endless. For I am the way, the light, and the verity. No man may attain the Father but by me.
In man's frail nature, ye have conquered the enemy. That man over him should always have victory.
Our manner is it most highly to rejoice when man hath comfort, which we now declare in voice.
Gloria tibi.
In The Temptation of Christ in the Wilderness by John Bale, Jesus was played by Simon Nader-Mirza, Satan by Alexandra Kataguida, and The Angels by Rule Fox and Liza Graham. Music by Rule Fox, and the backstage technical manager for the live shows was Valentina Vinci. The Temptation of Christ in the Wilderness was recorded live at the Key Theatre in Sudbury and edited and produced by Robert Crichton for the Beyond podcast. To get more on this play and others from that season, then join our Patreon for more behind-the-scenes material and video footage. Our patrons fund all our work, and none of this could happen without their support. Go to patreon.com/beyondshakespeare, or you can give a one-off donation via ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. Links are in the show description. The Malone Society is dedicated to textual scholarship in late medieval and early modern drama. It publishes editions of early printed and manuscript texts of plays, plus collections of documentary material relating to the performance and reception of early drama, offers research fellowships, grants and prizes, and supports symposia and performances. For more details, visit malonesociety.com.